Psalms, chapter 78. Mashal of Asaph, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will gush out dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their sons, telling to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh, and his strength, and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their sons, that the generation to come might know them, even the sons who should be born, who should arise and tell them to their sons, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The sons of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and they forgot his doings, and his wondrous works that he had shown them. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers. In the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan, he split the sea, and caused them to pass through. And he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And they tried God in their heart, by asking food according to their soul. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Look, he struck the rock, so that waters gushed out, and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people?" Therefore Yahweh heard, and was furious. And a fire was kindled against Jacob. And anger also went up against Israel, because they did not believe in God, and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above, and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them food from heaven. Man ate the bread of the mighty. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he guided the south wind. He rained flesh also on them as the dust, and winged birds as the sand of the seas, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they ate, and were well filled. And he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from that which they desired. Their food was yet in their mouths, when the anger of God went up against them, and slew of the fattest of them, and struck down the young men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and did not believe in his wondrous works. Therefore their days he consumed in vanity, and their years in terror. When he slew them, then they inquired after him, and they returned and sought God earnestly, and they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not right with him. Neither were they faithful in his covenant, but he, being merciful, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath, and he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away, and does not come again. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness, and grieved him in the desert. And they turned again and tried God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary. How he set his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers into blood, and their streams, so that they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase to the caterpillar, and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, a band of angels of evil. He made a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them safely, so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to this mountain, which his right hand had gotten. He drove out the nations also before them, and allotted them for an inheritance by line, and caused the tribes of Israel to stay in their tents. Yet they tried and rebelled against the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back, and betrayed him like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was furious, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he made a place to stay among man, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the adversary's hand. He gave his people over also to the sword, and was furious with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men, and their virgins had no marriage song. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine, and he struck his adversaries backward. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tent of Joseph, and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved, and he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He chose David also his slave, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes that have their young he brought him, to be the shepherd of Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.